Hello, Internet. Welcome to the first episode of a brand new series called Myths and Mysteries. A show where we cover everything from cryptids to aliens, unsolved mysteries, you name it. If it's supernatural or weird or out there, we'll cover it. I'm your host, Mike, and joining me today,
Sugar Sean.
I'm Phil.
All right, so basically the entire purpose of the show is one of us will make a case for something, whether that is a creature, an incident, a theory that would solve a mystery. The other two will then vote to see whether or not they agree, and, you know, majority win, and that'll decide whether or not it is myth or reality.
At least in our eyes.
Yeah. For the purposes of this show. You can still think whatever you want. I don't give a shit.
You do, you boo.
So, for the first episode, our presenter, Mr. Sean Martinez.
Hey, guys. Well, I thought, you know, with the first episode, why not we dive into the legend and myth of Bigfoot, otherwise known as Sasquatch.
Okay. So we're talking Yetis, all that.
Well,
I want to preface everything and ask a question before we get started, though. Mm-hmm. Would Sasquatch be an offensive term to Bigfoot, or would it be vice versa?
Well, if we'll get there, because I have a scientific answer.
Okay. Okay. Just had to throw that question out.
Okay.
Just for future reference, I always refer to Bigfoot, Sasquatch, and all that as Squatch.
That's not the scientific term.
That's all I call them.
So. The scientific cousin that I'll get into.
So from now on, just know that if I say Squatch, you know who I'm talking about.
I'm going to say Bigfoot. I think Bigfoot.
So, but wouldn't Bigfoot really be more derogatory than Sasquatch?
I guess.
It's like, motherfucker, you got big feet. And he's my name is Sasquatch, so.
We'll call Sasquatch, you know, the proper politically correct.
Well, my name is Jim, so.
politically correct outfits that we're about to dive into. Now, back to you know, Yetis and all that. I've researched the North American myth of Sasquatch, which is the common Bigfoot, the one that, you know, is more popular. You got the Yetis and abominable snowmen. Those are all different parts of the world I've only focused on.
We're talking strictly woody.
We're talking strictly North America, Pacific, Northwest location.
Now, for those of you that don't know, all three of us spent a good majority of our lives living in a small town called Shelby, North Carolina. And not too far from there, there were supposedly sightings of a Bigfoot creature. We ended up calling it Nobby.
We had a sighting here in North Carolina, which I didn't dive into that one because I think it'd be cool, but
I think it's a stupid name, but
I kind of like it. Nobby.
Like Dobby.
Yep. Give him a sock and set him free.
Nobby the wood ape.
Right.
Oh, God.
So, Bigfoot, or Sasquatch, as was the term coined, that, you know, politically correct.
Okay.
Supposedly here in North America, he's been sighted over in the Pacific Northwest. That being Oregon, Washington, a little bit of Northern California. California. And, you know, we've seen pictures of stuff, but he's mostly described as bipedal, muscular, ape-like. You know, I picture Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Hold me up in his strong arms. Keep me safe, warm.
Give him the people's elbow.
ranging anywhere between 6 to 9 feet in height, so he's a tall, or this creature's tall.
Okay.
Again, details vary from region to region. As we said, you've got the Yeti, which is white. You've got Nobby, which is next.
Copyright. Nobby TM.
Kazer. But again, you know, details don't vary. We've got many names that he goes by. We've already discussed Bigfoot. We're gonna say politically correct Sasquatch. We'll call it for our purposes. We've got Wildman, Hairy Man, and stuff like that. It's funny because there's no. But like I said, for our purposes, we're gonna go with Sasquatch. And yeah, that's the basic description of this cryptid bipedal ape-like, hairy, muscular creature.
Yeah, I mean, by now, like, if you've never seen Bigfoot, why are you even listening to this?
That is true. You haven't done that anymore.
Everybody knows Bigfoot.
Jimmy Dean?
What
are they? The little softies?
Or no, it's
Slim Jims.
Jack Links.
Yeah. That's what the most common look of Sasquatch is.
Yeah.
I got some fun fact for you guys.
Okay.
One third of all sightings happen in the Pacific Northwest, which, if you aren't familiar with that region in Northern California, it's woods. Forest, dense forest, not much of it's been explored, so, you know, you go out there camping or hiking or whatever, you might run into something that you haven't seen before.
We're also talking about, like, you know, the Washington, Oregon kind of.
Oregon, yeah. It's mostly, I would say, it's the Washington, Oregon area is where the big sightings are. Another fun fact. Here we go talking about the scientific term, correct? But it's believed that our Sasquatch is part of a small population of what creatures were once called the Gigantopithecus.
Okay.
Which, again, fossils have been found in Asia. That being said, the Asia, again, just think early Earth, where all the land masses were together. So the reason that they've been found in Asia and not here is because Sasquatch wasn't across the land bridge, but they crossed the land bridge from Asia to North America, and that's why the fossils of this Gigantopithecus have only been found in Asia and not here. Now the sightings, Bigfoot sightings, have been reported for about 50 years. You know, again, they vary from location to location. Nobby, for instance. It's not over. But 50 years we've had sightings of this creature. Most famously, the Roger Patterson film. I know, if you've looked at anything Bigfoot, you have seen this. It's basically this big Sasquatch walking down a creek, and it just turns slightly to his right and looks at the camera, and then turns back and continues walking forward. I can do it here.
Yeah.
But
I'm walking here.
Basically, I'm walking here. You know, two mountaineers, whatever, just doing their own thing in the woods, and they came across this creature. Now, it's up in the air as to whether these guys are going. It's been reviewed and broken down many times, you know, from what I see. Just by the way the arms move, I think it's legit. But it was shot in Bluff Creek, which is in California. And like I said, it's the most famous of all the Bigfoot evidence that you ever see. Again,
that classic image that people think of when they think of monsters, like him and Loch Ness, and
Hey, since we're being politically correct here, let's not say monsters.
Cryptids. That's a fun word too. I'm talking about
Gigantopithecus.
Yeah. Phil, it's here.
That's what I call my dick.
Whoa.
Gigantopithecus.
Gigantopithecus.
Anyway.
I just stick with Squatch.
Moving on. More evidence of Sasquatch. You know, you got your footprints. You know, I found fair. You were found there, so you went to the lab and looked at, and you come back as being unidentified. You know, you would think it would be a bunch or something like that.
Something they have a lot of access to samples of, all that.
Right, right. There's been blood, there's been something. They send it off to the lab. Scat, which is doo-doo, which I don't know how to even begin to put some blood on.
So he's just walking through the woods and it's like, yep.
I found some doo-doo.
That's Bigfoot shit right there, I'm telling you.
Doo-doo I've seen before.
I'd know that anywhere.
It's weird. We had there's been reports of hearing roars and audio files. Again, then unable to hear. You know, if you've heard them, they're pretty loud. Nothing that I've ever heard. You've got those. Else. You've got people running their business and all of a sudden having rocks thrown at them, which I'm sure people can throw rocks. And you can also use this as a form of communication beside the road. They'll be like logs. Again, nothing in the woods that I can do. Beats on trees. To say, hey, I'm over here. What else was there? And then there's been a strong odor of unexplained force that happened in the area. I say can't remember. I had something on my mind. I just said, that's disappointing. It slipped. We might be disappointed. Damn it, Bobby. Well, you know, that's it. I'll end my research and R&R right there.
Okay.
In conclusion, I do believe it's something. Again, my biggest thought behind it is like, oh, there's so much of it's been unexplored. Who knows 100% what's been unexplored. Granted, it's probably not. But, I believe out there. Oh, I was gonna say, there's been nests, huge nests that have been found that obviously are the bears, and also trees that are broke. They're in high places. But anyway, yeah, I believe he's out there. I believe only has the most weight of
it's your most believable.
My most believable. You know, we're talking about this now. We'll classify that. But there's something else that we can say. Megan's down on the bayou. Another cryptid.
One of them southern Bigfoots.
Yes, deep southern Bigfoot.
I tell you, hot.
Creole cryptid.
There's the food source. The land is awesome. Of course. You've got deer, squirrels, and stuff like that. So it's got a ready food source. And it's got a pretty good habitat, pretty high source, hide and seek chance. So I believe he's out there.
Okay.
that's my thing.
Okay. I definitely have some strong thoughts on the subject. Specifically when it comes to the idea that it's real. I don't buy it for Bigfoot or Sasquatch or Yetis or any of that stuff. Especially when bears exist.
That's, I mean, I can see where some of that could be bears, but...
Well, I mean, largely if you think about it, Pacific Northwest, I know they don't exist in Oregon, and they're very, very rare in Washington, but grizzly bears, like when they stand on their hind legs, that's 8 to 9 feet of height right there. Yeah. They are powerful. They can climb trees, so you have the idea of breaking branches. They do have their own distinctive sounds and smells. That's a lot of similarity there for me.
I'd say out of the evidence presented, the most compelling is the idea that, you know, we've had fur samples and they come back where nobody has any clue what species of creature this belongs to. It's unidentifiable. I feel like you're not going to get that from a bear. We know the bears that are out there. We've seen. I mean, maybe there's something that we've never classified, but...
That is true. Look at the pattern. You know, bear, you can clearly tell.
Oh, yeah, having seen the patterns before, myself, like, that no mistake, that's not.
And even like where people like were drawing, like, you have this Native American culture out there, that's like totem of who knows what, but you can tell by that they look like pigs. You can tell like kind of a bear.
Well, a lot of major Native American myths or stories would be more about the Wendigo than it would be something like Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, those may not entirely be completely unrelated myths, but I think for me, one of the big issues is that if these things existed, how have there been no fossil records of anything?
Well, like you said, in Asia, you've got the... different species, but it's something that could have, you know, evolved from it, and it's over here.
That's very true, but even when you consider that it's deep in the forest, there you don't see a lot of them. How are they still around if there are so few that we don't ever come across them?
I'm gonna say inbreeding. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. Or who knows, it might be weird. I'm not.
Let's backpedal that one.
I'm gonna backpedal on that. Scratch that.
My guess would be, I would imagine a lot of these kind of things could be hired in, like, national parks that are protected from excavation and stuff like that, where you're not gonna, you know, can't just go dig up fossils in the middle of a national park or anything like that.
It's very true. I mean, you could also potentially make the argument that maybe they're cave dwelling and very rarely come to the surface, which raises its own slew of issues. Although, looking at and doing my own little bit of digging, most DNA evidence seems to point to animals of various kinds, like black and brown bears and horses, coyotes. Very few samples didn't match to anything. And then further testing later showed that they were 40,000-year-old polar bear samples. So it's...
But we're talking,
I don't know,
polar bear samples in fucking, like, Pacific Northwest? What?
Yeah.
They're, what? No. No.
That was a study from, like, 2014?
I think that... No.
It was a match to a fossilized record. And when you think about the climate changes over the years, it's not that far-fetched that region may have been colder for a while.
Yeah, but how do you get, like, a clump of fur,
I guess,
millions of years ago?
Well, I mean, we've had encased ice that was pretty well preserved sample from.
Would you have the
That's true. I've lived on it. Remarkable that you just happened across hair that old just on the surface, you know what I mean?
And I mean, it is.
No fossils with it. Like, you just found, oh, here's a clump of hair that's 40,000 years old.
I mean, there's also probably the idea that it's not necessarily even an animal at all, but just an offshoot of, you know, humans.
This is true.
Yeah. I mean, we evolved from, you know, several different hominids back in the day. So who's to say that it's not another offshoot that just stayed underground?
Yeah. Good place, good cave dwelling. It could be a very, very weird subspecies of human that is on, you know, slowly just kind of fading out.
And I'm going to push it. You see the I don't want to say from fossils. But this gigantic pit looks like.
For those of you listening at home, if you don't feel like Googling a picture of the gigantic pit, you can also think about the live action jungle book they made. The giant monkey that was supposed to be a.
But yeah, it's I'm gonna say it's a cousin to us, you know, a couple crumbs down.
Or your basic Trump supporter. Heyo.
I'm a hard no.
I figured there'd at least be a little.
I don't buy into the bipedal creature of the forest.
As far as my vote goes, I'm gonna have. I'll go ahead and say that it wasn't a very hard sway for me. Like the probability that there could be some sort of, like, even if it's just a lot of people saw the same wild man out there, like, yeah, I don't think it's completely possible that there's some sort of ape-like creature that roams the woods. That being said, I don't think there's one in Caves of North Carolina.
Caves of North Carolina.
Pacific Northwest, I can see as possible.
I don't know. You know some of the people we went to high school with.
Well, that could have just very easily just been one of them running around in a suit, drunk or on meth.
Yeah. Can't rule anything out.
Yeah, I would say that I would go for more towards. Yes, I do think Bigfoot in some capacity does exist.
All right, well then, that seems to be that the myth is Bigfoot is real, so Sasquatch.
For all intents and purposes of the Myths and Mysteries podcast, we believe in Bigfoot.
Sorry, Phil.
Sorry, Squatch. But yeah, I can buy it.
I'm in.
I'm interested to see who do we want to present next.
And what do we want to present? Have you guys already thought of topics?
I mean, I've got a couple random ideas.
There's random ideas thrown out. There's some I would do. What do you have in mind, Mike?
I didn't think I was going to bust it out this early, but I'll go ahead and call next episode. And I feel bad making it another cryptid. I feel like we should diversify a little bit. But I think next episode I will be presenting evidence of the Mothman.
The Mothman.
My favorite cryptid.
Fun. Not a terrible movie.
be sure to tune in for episode 2, where I will persuade everyone here that Mothman is real. Although Sean seems skeptical.
I'll give you I'm more on the go right now. For me,
I'll make dioramas, I'll make flowcharts. Turn this into a visual medium, baby. Alright, guys, hope you enjoyed. And until next time, I'm Mike.
I'm Sugar Sal.
And I'm Phil.
Stay creepy.